Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie, and we've been on such a journey together from episode 4, where we talked about when God reveals your future spouse and how to trust his timing, right? And then we dug a little bit deeper in episode 5 when we were talking about becoming the answer to our own prayers and letting God prepare you while you, you know, pray for them. And now here we are in episode 6. And I've got to be real with you. You know, the waiting season can get long. I ain't gonna lie. And when it gets long, you already know. And the temptation to settle creeps in. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's when the enemy loves to slide the counterfeits across your path. And people who look good, sound good, and maybe even feel good in the moment. You know what I'm talking about? But they're not God's best for you, okay? Guys, they're not. This is going for women and men. So today we're talking about don't settle for counterfeits, because let me tell you something, guys. The promise is worth the wait. And God's best will never require you to compromise your worth, okay? Getting my tongue tied a little bit here. But you know, what's tricky about counterfeits, they don't come with a red flag waving over their head saying, I'm not the one. Nope. They usually look like close enough to the real thing, right? To keep you guessing, right? A counterfeit might speak all the right words, but not carry the right fruit, right? A counterfeit might show you, I don't know, the attention, but not offer consistency, right? A counterfeit might check some of your boxes, but miss the ones that actually matter, like, you know, your character, the integrity, and the heart after God. And here's the thing, counterfeits often show up when you're the most vulnerable. Have you noticed that? When you're tired of waiting, when you're tired of feeling lonely, tired of wondering if God really heard you, that's when the enemy whispers, see, here's an option. Take it now. Why wait? But listen, guys, discernment is everything in this season. You have to use discernment. And I know it's easy to fall back into the cycles. If you were with me, if you've been with me, we talked about cycles in season 2 and how the devil loves to keep us in cycles, right? And if you suffer from lust and all of these other things, I know, but you gotta stop it. You cannot continue to be and move in your old ways. And let's be honest about why we settle sometimes, okay? Because sometimes we settle out of loneliness. Right? We just want someone there. You don't necessarily maybe want the connection, but you want, you know, the companionship at the time. And we settle out of impatience because we're tired of waiting and figure maybe this is a good or maybe this is as good as it gets, right? And sometimes we settle out of pressure, you know, from family, from friends, from culture, even our own timeline of when we thought we'd be married. You know, and sometimes we can, it can just be that we settle out of fear, right? Fear that if we don't take this one, no one else is coming. But the truth is, guys, settling never actually satisfies, right? It may soothe for a moment, right? It's temporary, but it steals peace in the long run, right? And the cost of settling is always higher than the cost of waiting. And, you know, when we settle, we often pay with our hearts, right? We end up with heartbreak, right? Confusion or wasted time in relationships that never had God's blessing in the first place. And who has time for that? No, but I don't know. I'm tired of heartbreaks. I'm tired of confusion. I'm tired of wasted time, like energy and just giving my aura to people. Like, I don't have not 1 cent left in me to give. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, I'm sitting still. I'm like, God, let it be whatever you say, you know? And listen, I've learned this the hard way. Believe me, I have. I'm not telling you guys this just because. No, I've lived it. I've witnessed, I experienced this. Okay? You can invest months or even years in a counterfeit. I was with a counterfeit. The father of my child was a counterfeit, a 13-year counterfeit, only to realize, and you don't know how much I just poured into this man, right? Only to realize that I delayed the promise because I was trying to make something work that was never meant to work. And here's what I want you to hear, right? God's best won't force you to beg for love, question your worth, or lose your peace. You know, if you find yourself constantly anxious, constantly questioning, or shrinking to fit into someone's world, that's not God's best. That's a counterfeit. You should not beg for love. Okay, guys, you should not beg a woman for love. You should not beg a man for love, attention, time. You shouldn't have to beg anybody to consider you, you know? Like, I don't know why we get stuck in these things, like just taking the breadcrumbs from people and, you know, getting excited over a text message or getting excited over a little bit of attention. That is not love. That is manipulation. Okay. So how do you avoid, you know, counterfeits, right? And stay strong in the waiting time, because, you know, we gotta spot these people out, right? The first thing you got to do is stay rooted in prayer, right? Like, just ask God daily for discernment. That's all I can tell you guys. Like, pray. Excuse me. Pray for discernment. You know, God will show you red flags even if they're wrapped in charm. Right? It's like a piece of poop wrapped in a bow. He gonna show it to you. You know, hold accountability, like share your dating journey with a trusted friend or a mentor who can help you see clearly when emotions cloud your judgment, guys. Because let me tell you something, when you are like, let me just give you an example that has nothing to do with a relationship. But like for me, for example, right, I can pinpoint other people's intentions, mistakes, whatever the case might be. And I can pinpoint mine too, to an extent, but I can't mirror myself, right? So you kind of like when you are going in, when you're having marital problems or problems in a relationship or whatever the case might be, and you go to therapy, you know, if you're going to a couple's therapy or whatever, you have someone that doesn't know neither of you. And then you tell their story and they can kind of like gauge from like what you're telling them. You need someone that doesn't have any emotional attachment to that person or to you in relation to the relationship for them to give you a clear and precise like understanding, right? But be very careful, because when I say trusted and mentor, make sure those people have good intentions for you and they want the best for you. And not, you know, some people get jealous. Not everybody that you go to, whether it's family or friends, they don't always have the best intentions for you, and they can just be stunting your path. So you have to be very careful who you share these things with, okay? You really have to be 100% sure about these people, because not everybody's going to give you good advice and not everybody's for you, right? And some people would just give you things to discourage you because they don't want to see you happy or they don't want to see you prosper. So you got to be very careful. But another thing you want to do is check the fruit, right? And don't just listen to the words, watch actions. Like, actions to me speak louder than words. You can tell me you love me all day, every day, but if you don't show it to me through your actions, like, what is your words don't match your actions? And you know what? As you get older, when I was in my 20s, I didn't think like that. When I'm in my 30s, I'm looking at life a whole different perspective. If your words don't match your actions, and one thing for me is a man has to be a man of his word. Like, if you tell me you love me, show me you love me. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Communication is the key. And just if you can't do it, then don't say it. Like, I'd rather you not say something you can't do. But actions speak louder than words to me. And if there's consistency, if there's consistency in that, ooh, that's just the cherry on top of the icing. You know, does their life align with God's word? That's very important, you know, and know your worth. Like, when you're secure in who you are in Christ, it's harder for the enemy to sell you a cheap imitation, right? Guys, people, counterfeits can only hold up their show for so long, right? Like, yeah, let's say they'll attend church with you for like 2 weeks or like a month, or even let's say professional counterfeits, let's extend it through 3 months. But after that, baby, the mask will fall off. People who are counterfeits cannot keep the same lie going for very long. They're going to slip and fall somewhere in between, and you will see their true colors. And stay busy becoming, right? Like I said in episode 5, build, grow, heal, prepare, right? Because like the busier you are walking in purpose, the less attractive counterfeits become, right? So here's the heart of it. You know, guys, don't settle, okay? Don't trade the sacred for the counterfeit. Don't let loneliness trick you into believing that something is better than God's best. And the waiting may be hard, but the promise is worth it. I promise you. And when God brings it together, you won't have to chase. Okay. You won't have to manipulate. You won't have to compromise, because his blessings add no sorrow. You know, it'll only add peace. Her blessings add no sorrow. It will only bring peace. So, brothers and sisters, let me go ahead and pray for you, okay? And for myself too, baby, because I need the prayer. All right, let's bow our heads. All right. Lord, I lift up every woman listening and every man listening right now who's battling loneliness or the temptation to settle. Strengthen their hearts, God. Sharpen their discernment and remind them of their worth in you. Expose the counterfeits, close wrong doors, and keep them anchored in your promise. Teach them that your best is always worth the wait, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that's episode 6, fam. So thank you for walking this journey with me. Next week in episode 7, we're going to talk about faith fatigue, right? When waiting wears you down, because let's be honest, sometimes the waiting season doesn't just test your patience, it tests your faith. So you don't want to miss it. But until then, keep walking boldly in your worth and never settle for less than what God has for you. Till next time, bye guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.